Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. I am Dr. Denver Chidi. You've heard me talk a lot in the past about something called decreeing and declaring. It is a new way of praying nowadays. You probably would have heard it in your church or on TV or probably read about it in some book. This is an example of how some people would pray using decree and declare. I decree my children shall be for signs and wonders. They shall walk in obedience. I decree that my children will have a personal, intimate relationship with God, and the fear of God will be evident in their daily walk. I declare by faith that Jesus will supply all my needs, spiritually, financially, physically, and emotionally. I declare that God will enrich my life with the abundance of His joy. I declare that the power, glory, and the kingdom of the living God will come in every aspect of my life in Jesus' name. That is actually a direct quote. So that's the new way of praying nowadays. I remember one time I heard somebody praying and every line in the prayer sounded like this. I decree and declare that I will be the head and not the tail. I decree and declare that I will be prosperous, that I will be in good health. I'll prosper as my soul prospers. I decree and declare this. I decree and declare that. And it went on and on for half an hour of decreeing and declaring. And at no point did I hear the person actually talk to God or ask God for anything? And that's the first time I really started to think about this new movement that is happening within the church called the Decree and Declare movement. A long time ago, people believed in something called confess it and possess it, or name it and claim it, blab it and grab it. Now, it seems as though people have moved on to something different called decree and declare. They believe by decreeing and declaring, you could speak words into the atmosphere, establish some kind of spiritual reality in the atmosphere, and then download that spirituality into your everyday life so that whatever you decree in the spiritual realm will be downloaded and manifested in your actual everyday life, in your experience. That is the basis of that particular teaching called Decree and Declare. And for those of you who listen to this program a lot, know that I am strongly opposed to Decree and Declare, because I will show you many scriptures in the Bible now where Decree and Declare is simply not scriptural. First of all, the Bible tells us to ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. When people decree and declare, they're not really asking God for anything. There is no dependence on God. There is no need to trust God. You're just speaking words into the atmosphere and trusting that your words will manifest something. Sure, you're throwing the in Jesus' name as a token, but you're not really praying to Jesus. You are speaking into the atmosphere with authority that you think you have. That is the basis of decree and declare. What the Bible actually teaches is ask and you shall receive. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. That is how the Bible teaches us to pray. Go to God and ask Him for what you want. But decree and declare takes God now completely out of the equation. So over the past few weeks, you've heard me talk a lot about decree and declare. You've heard me make references to it. Now I'm actually going to go into the scripture and show you how decree and declare is an unscriptural doctrine. You will never find anywhere in the Bible where any apostle or any prominent man of God decreed and declared. It's not in the Bible. In fact, 20 years ago, nobody in the church used to decree and declare, but now it is the buzzword. Whenever I meet people who are into the decree and declare movement, I usually challenge them. What scripture do you have for decree and declare? But the first scripture that they normally refer to is Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, speaking of Abraham, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Or the King James says, calling those things which are not as though they were. And these people tell me, well, here the Bible clearly says that we have the authority to call forth things that do not exist as if they were. And by speaking into the atmosphere, whether you call it decree and declare, name it and claim it, whatever name you want to call it, we have the authority to speak into the atmosphere and to call those things which are not as though they were. For example, if you're sick, you could call forth healing. You may not see the healing yet, but you could call forth the healing in the spiritual realm, and that will manifest in the earthly realm. And that is how they understand that particular scripture. Now let me read Romans 4:17 again. It says, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. No matter how many times you read it, it will always say that God is the one who has the authority and the power to call, to give life to the dead, and to call forth things which do not exist as if they did. Yet, they take that attribute of God and they assume that it's referring to us. That scripture is actually referring to the original creation. When God said, let there be light, and there was light. When God created the heavens and the earth, and then he created man in his own image and likeness. It is talking about that particular attribute of God. And clearly, that is something that only God could do. God didn't give us authority to create the world. God didn't give us authority to speak into the atmosphere. If Abraham had that ability or that authority, he didn't need to trust God. The reason Abraham had to trust in God, had to have faith in God, is because God alone could do those impossible things. And Abraham needed to believe in a God who could do those things. The next scripture that they quote is Job chapter 22, verse 28. And this is probably their most famous scripture. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Job 22:28. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Now, that scripture clearly says, whatever we decree will be established. Here's my question to you. Who is speaking in this particular verse? If God is the one who said that, then I totally agree that we have the authority to decree and declare. There is no question if God said it. But if you go back to the beginning of chapter 22 of the book of Job, these words are spoken by somebody called Eliphaz. He is one of Job's three friends, and he is the one who told Job, you could decree a thing and it will be established for you. So the question to ask now, that any diligent Bible student will ask, is this. Was Eliphaz right or was Eliphaz wrong? Because there are many things in the Bible that people said that are not necessarily true. For example, the fool says in his heart there is no God. The fool is obviously wrong, but that's still in the Bible. Right? What the fool believes is in the Bible. It doesn't mean the fool is correct. So the question is Eliphaz right or is Eliphaz wrong? And do you know that you don't have to guess or speculate as to whether Eliphaz was right or wrong? Do you know the Bible actually tells us whether Eliphaz was right or wrong? I'm reading from Job chapter 42, verse 7. At the end of the book of Job, God finally appeared and he spoke to everybody. And the Lord said to Eliphaz, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has. So here we see God himself totally discrediting Eliphaz for not speaking that which was right. Eliphaz is the man who said, you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. And God is openly discrediting Eliphaz for not speaking that which is right. The people who wrote the Bible, they wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. They were born along as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. But here is Eliphaz being totally rebuked by God for not speaking that which was right. Yet, people who believe that they could decree and declare use something that Eliphaz says to justify their belief, not realizing that they are taking advice from a man who was discredited by God. They are letting a man who was openly rebuked and discredited by God teach them how to pray for their unsaved children. Their children are going to hell while they are taking advice on how to pray from a man who got slapped in the face by God for not speaking which was right. It is unbelievable. Job 22 verse 28 definitely says, "You shall decree a thing and it shall be established," but the person who said that is wrong. Now there's one more scripture that talks about decree and declare. And that scripture is Psalm chapter 2 verse 7. And this psalm says, David speaking, "I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you." So this verse has both words decree and declare in it. But it doesn't say, "I will decree and declare." It says, "I will declare the decree." And if you look at the structure of that verse, the decree is what God said. The decree is, "The Lord has said to me, you are my son, today have I begotten you." And the psalmist is saying, "I will declare what God has decreed. I will declare God's decrees." So as far as the Bible is concerned, that is the only authority we have. God is the one who has the authority to decree. God is the one who has the authority to enact laws in the spiritual realm. Only God has that authority. The most we could do is to declare God's decrees. And declaring God's decrees is not a mystical thing. It is essentially the same thing as saying, "I will boast in your precepts. I will talk about your wondrous works." Declare is simply an English word that means to talk, to say, to speak. So God said it and I will boast about it. Whenever the devil comes in and he puts all kind of thoughts into my head, I will quote what the word of God says. I will declare the word of God. Whenever discouragement comes, I will declare that the Lord is my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Whenever fear comes, I will declare what the word of God says. You have not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That's the only authority we have, to declare what God has already decreed. You do not have authority to decree a BMW, a Mercedes-Benz, or anything into the spiritual realm. God has already decreed His word. His word is forever settled in heaven. And all we could do is to declare God's word. Jesus Himself declared the word of God when temptations came. He declared, "It is written." And I challenge you, listeners, stop following fads. Stop following doctrines taught by demons. Let's get back to the word of God. Study the word of God rightly divided. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman not being ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of God. God bless you.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.